Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
It's a bonus hot sheet with Scotty Braun, J.J. Cooper, and Jeff Ponce because we do have an updated top 100 on baseballamerica.com. And J.J. Cooper, it is not Jackson Holliday at 1-1, but I see what you did here.
Paul Skeens is our new number one, and yeah, we're just borrowing him. We're just running him. I know he's in the big leagues with the Pirates, but prospect status is until you have 50.1 innings pitched, you're still a prospect. If he was sent down tomorrow, which isn't going to happen, he'd still be Rookie of the Year eligible next year. So the best way I can put it is we sat all down as a group. We had our top 100 meeting, and Jeff, you were kind of one of the spearheads of this that I could best summarize as, what else could we want Paul Skeens to do to be our number one prospect? Is that a fair summation of it?
Yeah, and I think it was Josh Norris that put it perfectly when he said, you know, sort of, what else can a pitching prospect do? It was either him or Carlos. And I think that's right. You look at what he's done, not just in terms of the performance, not just in terms of the stuff, and obviously the storied college career. We know that he can handle innings. He's got a big frame. So all the sort of question marks or knocks that we've had on different pitchers over the last couple of years, he doesn't have that. And then on top of it, over the last 3 years, dating back to his sophomore year at Air Force, we've seen him steadily progress in terms of evolving his pitch mix, evolving the types of pitches that he's throwing, different grips. You know, obviously the splinker, I think, has been, a sort of game changer and really the deal maker for me when it comes to why he's the number one prospect. I was as skeptical as many were with Paul Skeens and some of the Steven Strasburg comps and that sort of thing. Adding that pitch, now having a much more deep repertoire of pitches, I think it's an easy slam dunk at one. And it's less about Jackson Holliday. It's a lot more about what we've seen from Paul Skeens. And this is, you know, potentially an ace, at least the number two, number three MLB starting pitcher right out of the gate. And that doesn't happen very often.
I'm going to go with it's a number one. I mean, that's where we're seeing here. Like, to me, the differentiator, the big differentiator between a number two and a number one is durability. And I feel, hey, they're all pitchers, but Paul Skeens is a guy who has demonstrated the ability to carry his stuff, has demonstrated at LSU the ability to go deep into games, has demonstrated that ability to show back up the next week with every bit as good of stuff. And kind of piggybacking what you said, Jeff, you know, we got that splinker. The other thing we've seen at the big league level, which it's just always been true, but velocity at the top end of the ranges is still special. Yes, I'm not saying that big league hitters can't hit 100 miles an hour if they know it's coming, if they're looking for it. But that being said, it's way tougher to hit 100, 101 than it is to hit 92, 94, even 95. And we've seen that with Skeens this year already at the big league. Saw in the minors, we've already seen it at the big league level, which is you watch these hitters, and yes, sometimes they're fouling it off, but very, very few hitters are squaring him up. And as you said, Jeff, the thing to me, when you throw that splinker in, that pitch that kind of plays so well with the fastball, and I would also say is pretty platoon neutral, is not a pitch that you really have to look at and say, oh, okay, well, this doesn't work against lefties. You put that all together, and Again, it's just I can't imagine there are a whole lot of pitchers in the big leagues that you would rather, you know, hey, I'll take Skeens instead of facing so and so. It's got to be a short list, doesn't it?
I would think so. Yeah, there's not many guys out there that are throwing 100 miles an hour with command. And also, you know, we talk about vertical break on the fastballs all the time. We get kind of obsessed with that number and its combination with velocity and release traits. He's got a ton of arm side run. I mean, he's averaging 14 to 15 inches of arm side run. We've seen him at times hit 17, I think even 18. And when you see that coming at you 100 miles an hour and it's moving almost a foot toward you if you're a right-handed hitter, that's pretty scary. If you're a left-handed hitter, he's throwing it off the plate. That's really dangerous. He's mixing in with a slider that was obviously getting incredible grades out of the draft. He's maybe even showing a couple of different slider shapes. And then on top of that is out of the splinker, which, as you said, is a really platoon neutral pitch, which is something he sort of needed in that arsenal, playing off of that slider that does sweep quite a bit.
The other thing, you said it, Jeff, but I just want to kind of make this point. This is more about Paul Skeens ascending than it is Jackson Holliday descending. We still have Jackson Holliday, who was our number one prospect, as our number two. And at the same time with Holliday, I mean, Skeens basically has probably all-star break, will already graduate from prospect status. Wouldn't be surprised at all to see Holliday move back into that number one spot. But for now, Paul Skeens is our number one prospect.
So let's get to a riser. Let's pick one, okay? A name that's going to pop off the page because people are going to look and say, whoa, did he move? So who's a surprise guy that moved up the list significantly for the top 100, JJ? Is there one?
Yeah, I would say Philly shortstop Aiden Miller.
Okay.
If you were redrafting last year's draft now, I think it's safe to say he'd be a lot higher. The bat was considered one of the better high school bats in last year's class, but I would also say he's been a little bit better defensively. Jeff, you've kind of done a lot of work on Miller. What jumps out to you about Aiden?
Yeah, I think this is a guy with a high-level hit tool dating back to, you know, his time as a prep, even as an underclassman. You know, Miller was a well-known name. He's developed power. He hits the ball pretty hard, still sort of learning to, you know, put the ball in the air consistently. But I think one of the things that's really played in his favor is he sort of does have an off-fields approach with his hard contact, and he's a line drive hitter. And, you know, I think consistently barrels up on the ball. Like I said, there's a decent amount of ground balls here, but, you know, just a really smart hitter, works deep into counts, works deep into at bats. I don't know if he's going to stick at shortstop long term, but the scouts that I spoke with leading up to the top 100 all expressed, you know, just a lot of improvement in terms of, you know, his footwork and hands and just the internal clock and all that sort of stuff that defensively you can sort of coach up and improve.
And do we want to go the other direction too, JJ? Some players that
will be the bearers of bad news.
Yeah, let's do it though.
So Tamar Johnson with the Pirates. I will tell you right now, I've had few players whose scouts have been more have showered with more praise than Tamar Johnson as a hitter when he was in high school, but. I mean, we just also have to be honest about it. That's not where he is right now. He's hitting 200 in high A at a very good hitter's park in Greensboro. And when you watch him right now, he just seems kind of a little bit lost at the plate. He's having real trouble with changeups. It doesn't seem like he's on fastballs. This is a guy who, you know, we were getting 70 grades on his hit tool coming out of high school. And right now, he's really struggling at the plate. The top 100, again, we're not just performance-based. It's scouting combined with what, you know, what players' resumes are. And in the case of Tamar, though, Tamar Johnson's bat has always kind of been viewed as kind of his carrying tool. He's not going to be an exceptional defender, you know, at second base, played a little bit of shortstop as well. And so we are now far enough in to where there are real concerns. When you talk to scouts about Tamar Johnson right now, they're way more concerned about his ability to be an, you know, have an offensive impact, and he's going to have to do that. That's one, you know, Jeff, but I'll kind of kick to you with another one we had to drop off with Shane Boz, who we've been waiting. We've had him on this list for a long time as he came back from Tommy John surgery. So what made us drop him off now?
Yeah, I think just the stuff has not been all the way back, and it was obviously Boz's calling card. That doesn't mean that, you know, especially with pitchers, they all seem to have sort of nine lives. But it doesn't mean that he's necessarily like done career-wise, but I think, you know, when you do see any pitcher, especially one that's as highly touted as Boz and one that we saw really dominate in a short sample size in the major leagues, he just sort of barely missed graduation for us. You really want to see that guy, especially when it's a long time back in terms of recovery and rehab. You want to see that guy get back to at least like 85% of what he was. It doesn't seem like he's even close to that. The stuff is backed up. There's obviously command issues. And yeah, I think it's one of those things where it's better if we sort of wait and see off the list, because we already sort of gave him 2 years of runway to get back to this point. And it's tricky, you know. And I think one of the things that we've seen with some pitchers, maybe like Forrest Whitley and others that have been ranked really highly, and that's not to say that he's going to follow the same career trajectory, but when the injuries start to pile up and it takes a while and the stuff doesn't come back all the way from some of the injuries, that is a warning sign, because, you know, we obviously don't have access to medical reports and things like that. But it is a warning sign. It kind of tells us that, all right, this road to recovery wasn't as simple as we all sort of feel Tommy John surgery is, where it's like, 15 to 18 months and he's back in the mound looking exactly like he used to.
So to recap, Boz and Tamar Johnson fall a bit here with this new top 100. Aiden Miller is soaring, and good thing, because the Phillies really need some superstar names. They've really been lacking in that department. I'm joking. And Paul Skenes is your new number one overall at the moment, a rental, perfect way to put it, by JJ to move Jackson Holliday off of that top spot for now. Obviously, you want to check out the full list. Go to baseballamerica.com, sign up for a subscription, support BA and what they do on an everyday basis, and also make sure you subscribe to this channel to check us out, among other friends at BA, for more hot sheet content.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.